Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us again, and he's loaded about your money and
That's
having
right.
plenty of
That's
it.
That's right.
Oh, and no man anything but to love him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Gloria,
welcome,
it's so
George.
Good. It's so good to be with you again on this.
I'm enjoying already seeing you.
And I was looking forward to this so much. You know, this is, first of all, I'll give you some statistics.
Okay.
This is our 251st broadcast of Teaching on Prosperity. And of course, you know, all of the outlines are available online. You can get them right now, kcm.org. All of the outlines for this series that we're doing, as well as every series that we have completed since 2010, that's how long it's been, those are all available. And over
all these years,
the downloads, people have really enjoyed the notes. We are now at the 925,000 mark of how many outlines have been downloaded.
Isn't that awesome?
We will hit 1 million downloads here soon.
Yeah, we will.
So
with this teaching here, we'll hit 1 million.
I believe we will, because
this
topic that we are, what we're going to be talking about, Gloria, you and I talked about this 4 years ago, and I was looking back over the schedule of what we've taught and the things that we brought out, and the Lord ministered to me, and He said, we need to do a refresher course on debt freedom.
Yeah.
And the title of this series that we're doing, actually, you were the one that brought out this title about 4 years ago. You said, George, you ought to write a book called Done with Debt. Well, I've compiled some things. I haven't
Good.
Gotten the
you
assignment,
need to do that.
But I've got to do it. So we're calling this series Done with Debt. And I'll tell you, before we went on the air, it was really funny in here, because you made a quote. I'll give you the quote that you said: when you're done with debt, you don't have anybody dunning you. So I questioned you for just, I mean, just for a brief
How
moment.
Dare
I questioned you. That's just, but it wasn't for just a second.
Okay, well, it's okay.
Because I wasn't familiar with the word done, D-U-N.
We know from that you've always paid your bills.
That's right. When you are done with debt, you don't have anybody dunning you. So we had somebody here in the studio look up the word done.
Uh-huh.
Because we weren't quite sure. We knew you knew that it was a word,
it's
but I wasn't.
Spelled D-U-N-N?
It's spelled D-U-N. And listen to this.
Done.
To make repeated and insistent demands upon someone, especially for the payment of a debt. So someone, and
Isn't
the person,
good, huh?
the person,
I got that.
It's also a noun. That means a creditor, or what you said was a predator. So, but a dun is actually someone who makes a demand on somebody. And we're talking about being done with debt, done with the duns of the world,
right.
done with those who are calling people. And I know right now, there are folks that are watching us, Gloria, they have creditors calling them. They have those, the phone will ring and they will dread it.
They'll
because
cover it up with a pillow.
And they'll do that too, or ignore it.
Yeah.
But it's somebody on the other line that is demanding payment for something. And what I'm telling you, what we're telling you today is, and really based on what Gloria and Kenneth have taught me through all of these years, they made a quality decision in 1967. And of the qualities decisions that you made, which included things like you'll never ask for a place to preach.
Yeah.
You'll not preach based on a financial arrangement. Another one that you agreed upon was our kids are not going to hell. That was
That's
a good
right.
one.
And they're all in play.
They're
good
all
place.
In place. They're in good places.
Yeah.
And the one, though, that we're talking about here was a decision you made, the quality decision in 1967, that we would never owe anybody anything. We would not go into debt.
Now, we were more thinking about personally.
Sure,
in those
days.
Because we didn't have the ministry going at that time.
And
we also didn't have anything going at that time.
We didn't have anything going.
We didn't have a good house, good clothes.
Sure.
Driving a secondhand car.
Yep. Yeah, I saw.
It's a big step.
Some years ago, I think it was the 30th anniversary of the ministry. Now, next year, 2017, is the 50th.
Wow.
You come a long way.
How could that be?
I mean,
more than 50 years old.
50 years. But think about that, Gloria. Think about 50 years in ministry and never owing anybody. Now, this should be an encouragement to every pastor that is out there, to every individual that is out there watching, that you can live debt-free.
And we've never lacked.
Never. We've come a little close at times to some things.
A little pressure once in a while.
But I'm telling you, every single time, TV bills are paid, accounts payable paid up, and the ministry has increased over the years. And now, listen to this. When I first came to work, I came to work 40 years ago. I just celebrated my 40th anniversary.
George, you're hardly 40 years old.
And I was very young when I got here. But 40 years ago, the first day I came to the office, Kenneth had me come for a summer job. Of course, I met Terry at ORU, and I came here for a summer job. And when he found out that I did artwork, he wanted to start an in-house art department. Well, even before I did that, I walked into the office that day, and the whole, all 12 of us on staff, they were all 12.
How many do we have now?
There are over 400 that we have on staff.
See, and you did what, 400? Takes 400
it takes,
people now to do it.
So when I came in, we were in the Lake Arlington office, and in the open office area, they were inserting cassettes and a flyer into an envelope that we were sending out. Brother Copeland had just heard from the Lord. He said to take this uncompromised word of faith and put it on every available
wall. Yes, yes, yes.
And here we are almost 50 years later. Now, Believers Voice of Victory Network, we're on the internet, we're on Roku, we're on Apple TV, and we are on Dish TV 24/7.
Wow.
The Word of God is going forth, and we don't owe anybody for it. Plus the fact, here's an amazing thing about all of that. I was thinking about this the other day. Only Kenneth Copeland, only Gloria Copeland would start a television network and put other ministers on it and not charge them. That would be
only Kenneth Copeland.
Well, he did it. He heard from the Lord on that. But you see, you can live a debt-free life. There's a way for every one of us to do that. We'll be talking about on these broadcasts, we'll talk about how you and Kenneth made that decision and how you stayed debt-free. We'll talk about how Terry and I,
it's important.
We sold a house, but then we borrowed the money to get into the next house, and how the Lord got us out of that, and we have been debt-free all of these years. So it is really big in our hearts. I know it's in yours and mine as well, that the people that are watching us, if you're in a position right now where you are in debt head over heels, I'm telling you what.
See, we were there at one time personally.
Personally, you were there.
I know what that's like. You don't want to go there.
It's difficult. Did you have the predators?
Well, we didn't have that much stuff. We just had a car payment and a rent payment.
Yep.
So they didn't bother to come after us yet, but
It was getting close
behind.
Until you made that quality decision.
That's where we decided. That's where we saw in the Word to stay out of debt.
The thing that I just so love about Kenneth and Gloria and the things that they have taught us is you've taught us how to step over into a realm of prosperity, a realm of living, where we are way above the curse of the law. We are redeemed from the curse.
Now, when we saw that in the Word, to stay out of debt, keep out of debt.
Right.
We were living in Tulsa, and we were in a little project house down by the river. They condemned it later on down in that area, I think.
Man.
We had just good early Goodwill furniture, you know, just odds and ends. We had I think we had a rented rollaway bed in one of our places. I think that was in Little Rock, though. In other words, we didn't make that decision from abundance.
Right.
We made it just because we saw it in the Word. It's to stay out of debt.
That's
so
right.
We said, we're not going to
borrow
anything any more money.
But to love Him,
Ken was in debt when I married him.
He didn't bother to tell you that.
Oh, I didn't know it was important. You know, I wouldn't have known the difference. But it has meant, instead of we'll never have anything, the Lord taught us how to live debt-free, and it made all things possible.
That's right. Well, you thought I've been a student of yours all of these years.
Big or little things.
And I read what you wrote in your book on God's Will is Prosperity. I read what Brother Copeland wrote in his book from Laws of Prosperity.
Yeah.
And the very fact that You made that decision when you were in debt and came out of debt and never went back into debt. And I was thinking about this the other day, how all of these years, you didn't have this ministry at this time.
No, we didn't have anything.
Anything. And you can...
We had an old Oldsmobile, secondhand Oldsmobile, and a little house, rent house, and early Goodwill furniture.
You were in desperate straits.
We were, but we didn't know how desperate until later.
But you were listening. You were listening to Brother Hagin at that time,
and we were learning about faith.
Learning about faith, learning how to use your words and believe God, and learning things about making the quality decision. Whatever you saw in the Word of God, this is what I know you learned from Brother Hagin. Whatever you saw in the Word of God, you quickly adapted that into your lifestyle. You took it,
whether we wanted to or not.
And so Terry and I have done the same thing. In all of these years that I've known you, we have taken what you have taught, we've applied it. I was talking to somebody yesterday, Gloria, who heard Kenneth for the first time in 1972. It was at a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting, and he preached about living below your rights in Christ and how to get up above that. Well, one of the rights that we have in Christ is to live debt-free.
That's right.
You can have a car. You can have two cars.
And to live in abundance.
You can live in abundance. And there is, I like to use this phrase, there's life after debt.
That's right.
and Terry and I...
Real life.
The day that I paid off the last of our debt, I'll tell you, Gloria, something came lifted off of me. There was a new freedom on the inside. And even to this day, last Saturday, you know, I take for the last 23 years in pastoring the church, my Saturdays have been totally committed to the Lord. I love my Saturdays because it's just He and I together. Mm-hmm. And I walk through our house and I walk through the rooms of the house and I look around and I say, Lord, this is a debt-free house. We owe no man anything for this house. If we wanted to sow this house, we could do it. We wouldn't have to pay it off. And I'll tell you, it makes a big difference when you don't have to pay those huge mortgage payments every month for the car, for the boat, for the house. And the Lord is going to show you how
it can
to
be
done with debt.
Many, many people have done it now, you know.
That's right.
But back in those days, it was not really talked about much or preached. But we saw it in the Word.
You saw it in the Word.
Oh, no man anything but to love Him. That's what it says. So how can you get around that?
No, it's there. It's there. And it is part of the curse of the law. And let's read this first part, Gloria. This is a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave on July the 9th of 2007. We were at the West Coast Believers Convention in Anaheim, California. Now listen to this. The manifestation of the blessing is at an all-time high. You are approaching a blessing manifestation of glory that is an explosion in ways and intensity that the human race has never seen before. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper, or the blessing that was the first words that God ever spoke to man. Mm-hmm. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. He spoke that.
Always abundance.
Always, you know. Always. The blessing, or the empowerment to prosper, will encase you, and you will learn to walk in the secret place of the Most High. You'll be blessed in His blessing, blessed in His glory, blessed in His comings, blessed in your goings, blessed in your pocketbooks. And I like this in number three here. All debt will have to get up and leave you the way leprosy of the lepers of old.
Yes, amen.
Debt is financial sickness. It is a financial leprosy. It is attempt to do with the natural world's monies and abilities what I created the blessing to do for you. Only it is a burden and not a blessing.
Right.
Debt is part of the curse.
It is. That's plain. It's in Deuteronomy 28.
It's plain. It's plain. You go ahead and read some of those, Gloria.
If you will begin to confess the word, you'll be shocked and thrilled at how quickly you will have the glory arise and drive the debt out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took, if I'm not mistaken, it took 9 months to get out of debt when we quit borrowing money.
Wow.
But now we weren't thousands and thousands in debt, but it might as well have been because we didn't have any money, you know.
Sure.
So it's probably, I don't know, thousands, but not 50,000 or 100,000.
Right.
But it would work the same way if you were in that category.
Well, as I remember reading in Brother Copeland's book, it was he can correct me on this, but I think it was 25,000. But 25,000.
That sounds about right.
25,000
in 1967. We had a car.
In 67? That yeah, might as well have been, you
we
know.
We had a car and we didn't have, and we actually, we had a car.
You had a car and lived in a rent house.
Yeah. If you will bring your tithe to me and
there
spend time with me, tithing that tithe to me, I will teach you and I will train you and I will show you how to be debt free. And that's
God.
What he did with us.
Yep.
I will bless you beyond your means. When we started tithing, it didn't look like us and God could get along on it. But you know what? We begin to increase.
Yes. Yes.
I will bless you beyond your income. I will bless you beyond your salaries. I will bless you beyond anything you have ever known before.
Thank you.
I will show you the things that you've never heard of before. You will take advantage of those things and be financially blessed. And that's what happened with us.
Yep.
I will bring such a financial blessing upon you that you won't have any idea where it came from. Isn't that awesome?
Supernatural.
It has come to an explosive place. I am ready, says the Lord. If you'll begin to confess it, walk in it, and make it the priority, a priority in your life, then the glory will manifest in your midst, and you will give me praise, and I will come and visit you, and together we will have a good time.
So that
now, if we had that, had that information, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, it's available now.
But we had to learn that.
And for those of you that are in debt, you stay with us. I mean, stay with us on these 10 days that we're teaching.
Oh, it's worth the effort.
And it will turn around your life. Look at the second page, Gloria. We just only have a few minutes left on this broadcast for this, but I want to establish something on page 2 there.
Okay.
In Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ,
that
we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we've been redeemed from the curse.
That's right.
The word redeemed means to buy up or ransom or rescue or to liberate. We've been liberated from the curse
That's
of the
right.
law.
Right.
And we see here in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
We've not just been redeemed from the curse, but we've been given the blessing.
We've been given
It'd
the blessing.
It'd be one thing to just be at zero, redeemed from the curse.
Yep.
But now we've been given the blessing to increase.
To increase
Doesn't
us.
Doesn't that tickle you? I
love that. And Deuteronomy 28, and we'll finish up with this. Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing of Abraham. Verses 1 through 14 is the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 15 through 68, that's the curse of the law. And I'll just throw this in here. Brother Copeland's been preaching about this. The threefold work of the curse is, and it's not on your notes, but I just wrote it in, spiritual death is the first part of the curse, sickness and disease is the second, and poverty, lack, and debt is the third work of the curse. We've been redeemed from that curse. And in verses 43 through 44 in the curse, it says, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He'll be the head, and you shall be the tail. But I'll tell you right now, the blessing that is available
Praise
to us,
God.
It says, and I'll read this to you in verses 12 and 13 of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, or the New Living says rich treasury, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations I should read it the way it's written. Thou shalt lend unto many nations and thou shalt not
Is
borrow.
That plain?
Thou shalt not borrow, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail,
yes, that's
and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God.
Praise God.
Let me give you an illustration very quickly. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
It says here, talking about being the head and not the tail. And I'll show you, some years ago, we went to buy a car and we were borrowing. We had some of the money, but we borrowed the rest. And this is exactly, Gloria, what happens when let's say that you're the creditor and I'm the one that's coming to borrow the money.
Okay.
And I'm having to bow my knee before you, because you're sitting there and you're asking me all kinds of questions. How much money do you make?
To whom do you owe?
To whom do you owe?
How much
you have
is
to
your
lift
debt?
Out all these things, and you just...
Are you current in your bills?
That's exactly right.
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked that.
Question after question after question. Yeah. And you know, Terry and I got to the place where we made the quality decision in our life. And we'll be talking about this quality decision. But that quality decision, Kenneth said this to me one time. He said, the moment you make a quality decision to be debt-free, God sees you debt-free.
Right.
So the moment we made that decision, we were on our road to be debt-free. And I'll tell you what.
How long did it take?
It didn't take very long for us at all. We were in a house, a nice house, a big house, and it took a little bit of time to unravel things.
Well, we were in a nothing house.
It didn't take as much time.
But we got out of debt in 11 months.
But what has happened to us, Gloria, is that I have not had to kneel before the creditor in a long...
Is the word grovel? Is that a word?
Grovel is a word.
Is that a good
grovel.
Word?
And I have not had to grovel, and I know how that feels. And I'm telling you today, we are of those who are of the household of faith, and in Jesus' name, you are coming out of debt right now.
That's right.
You're coming out of debt right now. And as Gloria and I talk about this over these 2 weeks, every day, we're going to be talking to you and pounding it into you that you are debt-free. There is hope for you.
And it can be done.
It can be done. And we are going to be done with debt. And as
done
Gloria said,
debt.
She said, when you are done with debt, you don't have anybody dunning you anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
That's right. This is going to be good, George.
This is going to be fun.
I'm looking forward
to it. We're going to have a good time together. And so, hey, we've got 30 seconds left.
Okay.
So what do you want to talk about?
You caught me off guard.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a quote that Brother Copeland gave, and it's at the bottom here of page 2.
Okay.
And we'll talk about this further, but we had our 30 Days of Glory some years ago, and he preached about debt freedom. He said, borrowing is a replacement covenant. It's going to someone else when you should have gone to God.
That's exactly right.
And when he said that, we were still in debt at that time, when he said that, I wrote in my notebook, ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Got through.
We're going to go to God, and he's faithful. And he's going to get us out of debt.
And you're going to show us just how to do it.
We're going to do it.
You've been there, we've been there.
We're going to do it step by step.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.